Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. The past few shows, we've been looking at the September 2002 edition of Ensign Magazine. There was an article called Letting Go Without Giving Up, and the subheading was Our Mentally Ill Son and His Substance Abuse Changed Our Lives Dramatically. Could we ever learn to deal with his destructive actions? The mother of this child writes anonymously, but at the end of her article, she talks about this hope that her son will eventually find this same peace, as she calls it, in the gospel that she has found, whether in this life or in the eternities. And then following this article, the very next page, page 11, it has four quotations under the title Hope for Parents of Wayward Children. And as we've been discussing in the past few shows, if you read these four quotations by these four leaders, and they include Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, Lorenzo Snow, the fifth president of the Mormon Church, and Boyd K. Packer, who currently serves as an apostle in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If all you had were these four quotations, these citations here, you would draw the conclusion that somehow your child will be with you throughout eternity if they have been sealed to you, and if you, as a Mormon parent, are living righteously. And as we discussed yesterday, this seems to be an out for some wayward children, where they could almost tell their parents that their personal salvation, the child's personal salvation, if they want to live a wayward life, is actually contingent on the righteousness of his parents. Hey, mom and dad, according to these four quotations here, it sounds like if you're living a good life, that will override my waywardness or my rebelliousness. Is that really what Mormonism teaches? And we have to say, some of the messages that are being given in this article and in the four citations found on page 11 of the September 2002 Ensign can be very confusing when you look at it in light of other teachings that Mormon leaders have produced over the years. Well, some have drawn the conclusion, as this lady who wrote that article in that Ensign edition, that somehow in the eternities things are going to be made okay. But we find that in March of 2014, Elder David A. Bednar, who's from the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, he currently serves as an apostle, and we might mention, he serves with his colleague, Boyd K. Packer. Now, why is that important? Because as we mentioned, Boyd K. Packer, in his citation, if you read his citation in its context, the part they don't quote is where Boyd Packer actually refers to this statement attributed to Joseph Smith that talks about the tentacles of divine providence. And these tentacles of divine providence, according to what is attributed to Joseph Smith, will reach out after the wayward child and draw them back into the fold, either in this life or the life to come. They will return. David Bednar is going to offer an explanation about this particular citation attributed to Joseph Smith. And he starts off in this talk that he gave, it was found in the Ensign, March 2014 edition, titled Faithful Parents and Wayward Children, Sustaining Hope While Overcoming Misunderstanding. He starts off by saying, one of the greatest heartaches a valiant parent in Zion can suffer is a child who strays from the gospel path. Questions of why or what did I do wrong and how can this child now be helped are pondered without ceasing in the minds and hearts of such parents. These men and women pray earnestly, search the scriptures diligently, and listen intently to the counsel of priesthood and auxiliary leaders as they turn to the gospel of Jesus Christ for guidance, strength, and solace. And I think as Christians, we can relate to that feeling of anguish. A Christian parent having a son or a daughter is not living a godly life. So we can empathize with a Mormon who is going through that. We certainly don't want to take that lightly or look down upon that, because it's an emotion that certainly many Christian parents feel when they see their children stray. David Bednar goes on in this article to say this.
Statements by general authorities of the church describing the influence of faithful parents on wayward children have been and continue to be a source of great familial comfort. The consolation arises from the hope these messages seem to proffer that parents who honor gospel covenants, obey the Lord's commandments, and serve faithfully can influence the salvation of their sons and daughters who go astray. However, the interpretation of these statements by some members of the church has contributed to a measure of doctrinal misunderstanding. The confusion derives from the apparent inconsistency of these interpretations with the doctrine of the atonement of Jesus Christ and the principles of moral agency and individual accountability for sins and transgressions.
So you get the impression, Eric, that Mr. Bednar is trying to clarify some misunderstandings that maybe this author of this article in the September 2002 issue of Ensign has drawn.
And this is why it can be so confusing. As I said in our first show, that sometimes somebody will say something in an Ensign magazine, and here we go 12 years later, and he's going to maybe correct some of those ideas that some of the members have.
Now, it's not that Bednar is totally ignorant of some of these statements. In fact, in the same article, he says the following quotation appears in Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, compiled by Joseph Fielding Smith, who was a 10th president, during his service as church historian and recorder. And the quote is, "When a seal is put upon the father and mother, it secures their posterity, so that they cannot be lost, but will be saved by virtue of the covenant of their father and mother." Now, that coming from Joseph Smith is kind of confusing when you consider that it was the same Joseph Fielding Smith, and we cited this in an earlier show, where he said, "I think there are a great many people upon the earth, many of them perhaps in the church, at least some in the church, who have an idea that they can go through this life doing as they please, violating the commandments of the Lord, and yet eventually they are going to come into his presence. They think they are going to repent, perhaps in the spirit world. They ought to read these words of Moroni, 'Do you suppose that you shall dwell with him under a consciousness of your guilt?'" And then he asks several other rhetorical questions. Now, you can check this out. This is found in the Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, pages 195 to 196. From this statement, it doesn't seem to give the impression that Joseph Fielding Smith really believed that a wayward son who was violating the commandments would eventually going to be in the presence of God, which according to the Doctrines of Exaltation would be also with their parents. So this statement in and of itself sounds like it could be a little bit confusing.
Sure.
And I think Bednar uses that to try and show that, yes, if you do isolate what he says here, it does seem to give you an impression that should not be taken. He goes on to say,
"A similar teaching, apparently based on the statement by the prophet Joseph, was made by Elder Orson F. Whitney of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in 1929.
Now, this is the statement that we read in the first day of our series here, because Orson Whitney gave that statement, and this is where that phrase "tentacles of divine providence" comes from, but I think we should read it again for you.
"The prophet Joseph Smith declared, and he never taught more comforting doctrine, that the eternal sealings of faithful parents and the divine promises made to them for valiant service in the cause of truth would save not only themselves, but likewise their posterity. Though some of the sheep may wander, the eye of the shepherd is upon them, and sooner or later they will feel the tentacles of divine providence reaching out after them and drawing them back to the fold. Either in this life or the life to come, they will return. They will have to pay their debt to justice. They will suffer for their sins and may tread a thorny path. But if it leads them at last, like the penitent prodigal, to a loving and forgiving father's heart and home, the painful experience will not have been in vain. Pray for your careless and disobedient children. Hold on to them with your faith. Hope on, trust on, till you see the salvation of God."
Now, that is the citation that's found on page 11 of the September 2002 issue of Ensign that follows this short article written by this distraught mother of the child who was living a life of drug addiction, and it was certainly not living what a Mormon would call the gospel path. But this is what David Bettner goes on to say. David Bettner says, "The statements by Joseph Smith and Orson F. Whitney are construed by some members of the church to mean that wayward children unconditionally receive the blessings of salvation because of and through the faithfulness of parents. However, this interpretation is moderated by the fact that the most complete account of the prophet's sermon was not available to church historians at the time they compiled an amalgamated version of his teaching from the notes of Willard Richards and William Clayton." And we should mention William Clayton was Joseph Smith's secretary, and Willard Richards was a member of the first presidency. He was the second counselor to Joseph Smith. Bettner goes on to say, "In the more complete set of notes recorded by Howard and Martha Corey, Joseph Smith is shown to have qualified his statement to make the promised blessings conditional upon the obedience of the children."
Now, you certainly don't get that from the 2002 Ensign we've been talking about. They gave that quote from Joseph Smith through Orson Whitney to make it appear that children can be saved through their parents. And here he's saying, no, it makes promised blessings conditional on the obedience of those children.
And that seems to have been lost, at least, I would think, in the mind of this distraught mother of this child who was living a life of drug addiction. Had she read the rest of this, I wonder what kind of a conclusion she would have made. Because remember, she said at the end of her article, "I have come to know that eventually, whether in this life or in the eternities, my son will find the same peace in the gospel that she claims she has found." Bettner goes on to say, "When a father and mother of a family have been sealed, their children who have not transgressed are secured by the seal wherein the parents have been sealed. And this is the oath of God unto our father Abraham, and this doctrine shall stand forever."
And he's quoting Joseph Smith in that quote you just gave.
So we certainly see that there is a mixed message on this. Tomorrow we're going to look at this once again because I think it's important. It's almost cruel, it seems, to give a parent, a Mormon parent of a wayward child, this hope that somehow they're going to be with them in the next life, when really they, that wayward child, must follow the same path if that's going to happen. And as we're going to see, Bettner further explains what he thinks Joseph Smith meant in the comment that has been cited by Mormon leaders such as Boyd Packer and Orson F. Whitney.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Kriegel Publishers' new book, Answering Mormons' Questions, written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. Included is a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. This is a great resource for those who want to share their Christian faith. Answering Mormons' Questions is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or at mrm.org.